You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge
Bill Handel.
The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge
Handel.
It's very funny. I love that. I truly do. All right, it's time for Do They Have a Case? Same rules apply every week. Wayne Resnick researches the cases, whether they're going up through the courts on appeals, have been decided, and I get to, God, I love this gavel business. I get to determine, as you do, whether or not the case is winnable, not winnable, what the decision was. And I give my, well, lately I've been pretty good. Lately I'm about 80%. There have been times when I was at 20% or 50-50.
That's because a lot of times judges are wacky.
Oh, yeah. Judges can be, every time we talk about the way a case should go, logically, judges go totally the other way. They make stuff up.
So we have some cases here that have not been decided, but they're too, the stories are too good to wait for the months and years that it might take. So here we go. Now, this story has been in the news a little bit. It's a guy in Georgia, and I'll tell you right off the bat, Georgia is a one-party consent state to record a phone call. And one night, he's talking to his boss. It's after work hours, and he's home, and he's talking to his boss on the cell phone, and they have a conversation. And he hangs up, he puts the phone in his pocket, and he turns to his wife, and he starts bad-mouthing the boss. Well, unbeknownst to him, pocket dialed back the boss, who listens to the whole thing. Finally, the call's disconnected. The boss calls him back and said, "Hey, I heard all that. You can either resign right now or I'm firing you tomorrow." And this guy was fired, and now he's suing, saying the boss should not have been listening to my pocket dial to him. Does he have a case?
No, especially since it's a one-party consent state, and it is, I'm assuming Georgia is a right-to-work state, much like California is. Right-to-work means that any employer can fire any employee for any reason or no reason.
Oh, you mean an at-will state.
That's what I meant. Yeah. An at-will state. Sorry. And as long as there's no discrimination, discrimination being the big five or six now, race, religion, ethnicity, all of that. And so if it isn't one of those five, he absolutely has the right to fire that employee. As a matter of fact, in California, where you need consent from both parties, that, in fact, is enough to fire him. Because there's no, for no reason. By the way, I listened, so what? I can fire you just because I want to fire you. I can fire you because you were so stupid that you left the phone in your pocket and you butt-dialed anybody. So he has no case.
I think that's right. It's not a well-developed area of the law, but there is one federal appeals court case. Not, it doesn't cover Georgia, but the only federal appeals court case that heard this said, if you accidentally call someone and you didn't take steps to stop it from happening, like locking your phone, you have no reasonable expectation of privacy anymore.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be surprised if this case goes that way. Now, this case, this is being heard at the Supreme Court today. And it's a guy who came here from Brazil, like you, except with a difference. He overstayed his visa.
Ah.
And he has been living for 16 years in this country. Now, here's the case. He got a notice to appear some years ago. It said, hey, you've got to come to immigration court because you overstayed your visa. And there's a rule that says if you come in here, when you come in here, you have, there's a 10-year clock that starts. And at the end of the 10 years, you're eligible, not everybody gets it, but you're eligible to have your deportation canceled. So they send him the notice, but it doesn't say on the notice where or when he is supposed to report. Because a lot of times when immigration sends a notice, they send it to the person and they send it to the court, and the immigration court has to schedule, and then the court has the obligation under the law to notify. Okay. So the case is this. The way it normally works is when you get the notice to appear, you stop accruing time towards your 10 years. Well, he's saying, you don't tell me where and when. That's a defective notice.
And he didn't get
it. And I still get to accrue, and I've been here more than 10 years. And the government lost at all the lower levels, and they're still persisting going to the federal court, to the Supreme Court. What do you think about this?
I think that a notice to appear that has no date and no address is akin to no notice to appear, is the way I would view it. So I would say illegal Brazilian who should be deported, but are probably going to get away with it.
Well, every lower court's agreed with you, but now, you know, the Supreme Court, it's anybody's guess.
You never
guess.
Know. It's anybody's guess. Quick Supreme Court story, Roe v. Wade, the right to an abortion, the right to privacy. Jennifer Jones Lee, you know where that comes from, by the way? Yeah. What is the constitutional reason for the right to privacy? It doesn't exist.
Oh.
It does not exist.
In the language of the Constitution.
That's correct. It's made up in out of whole cloth. And where it came from is the penumbra of the way the Constitution, the way it's osmosis.
Wow.
If you look at the Constitution, much like you see the genie in Aladdin, that sort of just comes out of the bottle in this mist. That's the right to privacy out of the Constitution. This is why Scalia went so nuts about abortion, Roe v. Wade. You know, Scalia was not personally against abortion at all. Even though he was a Catholic, he was not per se against abortion. He just said, you don't have a constitutional right to it because it doesn't exist. All right, let's go back and finish up the, do they have a case?
All right, this one is very interesting. South Mountain Creamery is a dairy in Maryland, and they make a bunch of products, and they decided they want to expand outside the state. So they call up the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture, and they say, hey, we'd like to start selling our all-natural skim milk. We don't add anything to it. It's pasteurized and everything. It's completely safe. And we want to start selling it over there, too. And the state of Pennsylvania says, great, we love it. But now, of course, they're crossing a state line. So who gets to get involved?
The feds.
The FDA.
Commerce Clause.
Right. The FDA has a rule. You cannot call skim milk, unless you add to it vitamins. I guess when you take the cream and the fat out of the milk, you lose the fat-soluble vitamins A and D mostly. And so in order to say it's skim milk, you have to actually add something to it that's not naturally there. And the whole selling point of this farm skim milk is it's all natural and they don't add anything. And so the FDA said, look, you can sell your skim milk in Pennsylvania, but you have to call it imitation skim milk or imitation milk product. So the dairy is suing the FDA over what might be a good rule, but kind of seems asinine, really. What do you think? Does this dairy have a case about this?
No. Real easy. And I bring you back to mayonnaise. There was a time when light mayonnaise could not be called mayonnaise because the rule was mayonnaise is full fat. And if you remove the fat, it's no longer mayonnaise, which is why so many years it was imitation mayonnaise. Until the rule was changed by the FDA. So it's the FDA has full control over this. And if they say it ain't skim milk until we let you call it skim milk, no milk for you.
And is the theory here that when you say skim milk, the word milk is the operative word. And if this skim milk doesn't have vitamin A and D like milk does,
no.
That's why they can't call it milk.
No, I think it's the skim part. I think skim milk has a specific vitamin content, as you said. For example, you can have raw milk that can be sold because it's non-pasteurized. You can still call it milk. You can, what else milk? Soy milk?
Oh, yeah.
Almond milk is still considered milk. because there are no rules as to the milk can be used. But skim. It is illegal to call skim milk in Pennsylvania or the FDA. Much like it is illegal for the casinos in Las Vegas to skim money. This is why I went to law school.
Bang that gavel one more time.
Okay. That made no sense.
I've got a legal question for you guys. The president's travel ban will go before the Supreme Court on Wednesday. Does the Supreme Court take into account the spirit of the law, why a law was passed? Because Trump's travel ban, his people argue that it's all about the security of the country, right? The other side says it's all about his hatred of Muslims,
right,
and it's religious discrimination. So what if the Supreme Court believes that the law's okay, but that the reason it was put into place was because of religious discrimination? Then what does the Supreme Court do?
Anything it wants to. The Supreme Court, as a matter of fact, can bring into its decision the definition of skim milk. And I am not kidding. The Supreme Court can do anything it wants.
What do you think it will do if it boils down to that question?
This court, I think that the court is going to go towards the administration.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
I think we saw an indicator of that in the fall.
I think it will. And because of the Supreme Court or the judicial system's leeway that it gives the president in determining national security. And my guess is even if it was an anti-Muslim sentiment, if there is any logic to the security issue, even if the two can coexist. Yep, it's racist, but there is a rationale for the ban. Outside of the racism,
they will hold up national security above religious discrimination.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's why I go to you for the big ones.
And I don't know if I'm right.
Well, no, you got to leave that part out.
I made most of that up.